So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hey, welcome back to The Good Life, food, wine, and fun for years. And boy, there's nothing more fun than fresh baked goods. And this book, Let's Bake, over 100 dessert recipes for gifting and giving by my guest, Gail Sweeney. Gail, I just want to talk about a couple of recipes. I mentioned the beautiful artwork on top of your sugar cookies. Sugar cookies are one of those things. I don't imagine, you know, an 8-year-old would be interested in doing that kind of intricate, beautiful, nature-loving pictures of flora. But, you know, like you said, decorating things for kids, you know, sprinkles or M&Ms or anything, or just making good chocolate chip cookies with nothing, to me. And this recipe looks just like it.
Oh, this is a very versatile, universal. My adult friends love this sugar cookie recipe, but my kids have had it, well, since they were 5 years old. And I've had birthday parties where I just put newspapers all over the kitchen floor. And the cookies go in the oven, they come out, they slather it with royal icing or bought icing, whatever icing you want to use, and I have bowls of every candy imaginable that will stick to a cookie. And these kids just love it. Some are more artistic than others, you know, but the trouble is, after they've had a few cookies, that's when you want the parents to pick them up again. Yeah. But no, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's neat. There's another recipe that really caught my eye amongst all of them. I am kind of a chocoholic. I admit it, and I don't go to Chocoholics Anonymous. and I can't tell you how many times I and another friend pounded a whole pound box or container of Oreos because we said, well, it's only a pound worth of cookies. How much weight can you gain with that? Yeah, probably the wrong way to think. Talk about Squareos with mascarpone cream cheese filling.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you could eat cookies hot out of the oven or out of the freezer. Squareos are perfect out of the freezer. They're exactly like eating an ice cream sandwich, only a little bit better, a little bit more crunch to them. Squareos are a chocolate shortbread, not hard to make, not at all. And then you whip together the original recipe, you know, that I was using when I was catering cookies. It called for mascarpone cheese, and that's a very expensive Italian cheese, and I could not afford to keep putting that in my cookies. So I put in cream cheese with about a quarter of a container of mascarpone cheese because it's got a little bit of just a different type of flavor. It's not as sweet. So you put together the two cheeses with a little bit of sugar. You whip that up. And you've got the chocolate shortbread that's got a little bit of a crunch to it, very deep in flavor. And then you've got that fluffy, delicious cream cheese and mascarpone cheese filling. Like, you cannot beat that cookie.
Yeah, it's. I think it's safe to say that is an adult Oreo of first class rating. What a treat.
Yes, that.
I like brownies, Gail, and
okay.
And again, chocoholic here. You have a recipe. I love tahini. I live in Wichita, where Lebanese baking and cooking is prominent, and of course, tahini is a prominent ingredient. But you have a chocolate drizzle using tahini. First time I've ever seen that. Can't wait to try it.
Yes, and I love tahini too. And the first time I actually ever tasted something made with tahini was a halva candy. And I lived in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood. And, you know, it was very foreign to me. My parents weren't of that culture, and I adored it. And so, you know, it's peanut buttery-ish, but even has a nicer flavor. So I wanted to make a brownie using tahini. And it just takes the brownie to me to a whole new level. I'm surprised you know of tahini, because a lot of people don't. And, it, you know, to describe it is almost like a creamier peanut butter. So that's what you're getting in your brownie. You're getting a little bit of a different, saltier, creamier taste that really goes well with chocolate. And the tahini drizzle, you're melting a very good chocolate with the tahini. It's very glossy. It tastes fabulous. People who haven't had it before will fall in love with it. And you're giving people something, a treat that they may not have experienced.
I'm scratching the page. Yeah, well, it's so fun. And this is such a great time of year. And, you know, as we have grown middle-aged to older, I don't need stuff. I would sooner have experiences, or in this case, a food item, whether you fix me something savory or, better yet, you box up something pretty that you put the effort into baking. And to me, that's a treat. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Gail.
Well, it's been lovely to be on your program.
Well, we're going to give away a copy of the book, thanks to the folks at Heatherly. But more importantly, I hope you sell a whole bunch of books and that you have a tremendous holiday season.
Well, you too. Enjoy and eat those cookies out of the freezer. And the book's available on Indigo or Amazon. And I hope people enjoy the book. And it gives me great pleasure to think that they might find one or two recipes that just become a special recipe for them and their friends.
That's great. Well, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Have a great Christmas. And as soon as you get that other book done with the QR codes for taking videos to entertain kids, make it a kid's book. And, oh, well.
Yeah.
Have fun. And thanks again.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See ya. Okay, folks, now you know what's going to happen. We're going to give away a copy. It's called Let's Bake, over 100 dessert recipes for gifting and giving. Note to self, gifting, it's that time of year. 316-869-1330. Call now. Caller number 5. Max will take down your data. 316-869-1330. We'll be right back with the Wine of the Week.